Okay, so for today's learning of Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we talk about a very common application of Hilchas Hatmona, and this was what they say was the last psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman in his life, given before they had really a chance to correspond with him about it. And that was the Chumrah of Hatmona as it relates to crockpots. So Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote that if you have a two-piece crock pot, you potentially run into a violation of Hatmona on Shabbos. Why is that so? Because you have two pieces of the crock pot. You have the inner pot and you have the outer pot. The inner pot actually houses the cholent, and then it's encased and surrounded by the outer pot, which is insulating it. And therefore, you should avoid this setup because it's Hatmona on Shabbos. This was Reb Shlomo Zalman's concern. And if you take a look at the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, Chelek Aleph, he brings this concern. And the question is whether or not we should apply this halacha l'maisa and avoid the use of two-piece crockpots on Shabbos because of this potential violation of Hatmona on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe, in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Tshuva Ayin Dalet, discusses this potential concern of Hatmona, and he basically is lenient about it. And the Iker halacha is that it's not a problem of Hatmona according to the majority opinion in the Paiskim for a very simple reason. Ashkenazim follow Psak of the Ramah. The Ramah's opinion is that Hatmona b'miksas lo shmo Hatmona, that if you only are partially insulating it, but you're not fully insulating the food, it's mutter on Shabbos, which is why we mentioned, let's say, a person who has a baby bottle, and you have a bottle of milk, and you want to heat it up on Shabbos, you want to insulate it on Shabbos, so as long as you make sure that part of the baby bottle is jutting out of the water that it's in, that's going to warm it up, it's mutter because Hatmona b'miksas is mutter. Ashkenazim follow Ramah, who is lenient about partial insulation as opposed to full insulation. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir. The Shulchan Aruch says that hatmona b'miksas shmo hatmona, that even partial hatmona is a problem. But the Ramah is mekel. And since the Ramah is mekel and Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, hatmona b'miksas is mutter. And therefore, in this case, hatmona shouldn't be a problem because you're right that there's an two-piece crock pot that's heating up the food, and you have the inner pot that has the chong, and it's being encased and surrounded and perhaps insulated by the outer piece, but the cover is always mutter. We always say that a cover of something is not insulation because the main purpose of a cover is to keep out the dirt and keep it hygienic and basically be the protective cover rather than the insulator. And therefore, really, the insulation factor in a crock pot is only on the sides and the bottom. It's not on the top. The top is exposed because the top is only used as a cover, if anything, but not an insulator. And therefore, it's only considered hatmona b'miksas. Therefore, Rav Moshe says, the primary halacha is that the two-piece crock pot does not run afoul of hatmona because it's not insulated from the top. A regular cover of a pot is not considered insulation. And therefore, it's not a problem of Hatmona. Now, there is a common minig that many people have to avoid the potential problem of Hatmona in this case and try to get the Chumrah opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman. And this is actually something that leads to misconception among people exactly what is going on over here. But many people have these foil balls, these little balls that they put on the bottom of the crock pot, which basically has the inner pot of the crock pot lifted up as a result of these aluminum foil balls. And the question is, what's the purpose of this? Well, this is something that comes from Rav Yashiv, Zichat Tzadik Livracha. Shmir Shabbos Kechasa even quotes this Rav Yashiv. And Rav Yashiv said that you should do these balls and place them inside the pot to avoid Hatmona on Shabbos. In other words, if you put these little balls on the bottom of the pot, and then the inner pot goes on top of these balls, so now you avoid the Hatmona problem, even according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, because not only is the top of the pot not insulated, even part of the sides are not insulated because it's lifted up. And because it's lifted up, even the rest of the pot, besides for the top, is not totally insulated. It's only partially insulated, and then the Ramah would be mekel. So basically, that's the question over here. When we have a pot that's insulated from the bottom and the sides, but it's not insulated from the top, is this a problem of Hatmona? Reb Shlomo Zalman says we should be machmir, we should be choshish that maybe it's Hatmona by this two-piece crock pot because the bottom and the sides are being insulated. Reb Moshe says no. When we say Hatmona b'miksas is mutter, That includes this case, because as long as the top is exposed, it's not considered full hatmona, it's only hatmona b'miksas. So Rabbi Yashu held that it's not hatmona in this case. Rabbi Yashu says, put the balls in to make sure that it's not just the top that's exposed, even part of the walls are exposed because it's lifted up, and therefore you avoid the problem. Halacha l'maisa, how do we pass it? We pass them the me'ikra, then you don't need the balls, because it's not a problem of hatmona. However, as a recommendation, as a chumrah, to get the stringent opinion abided and followed as a means of being machmer yosem and hadin, the recommendation would be to use the balls, but it's not a primary and essential requirement as it relates to hatmon.